Here today's top stories. Donald Trump spoke about the violence problem in inner city America, including Chicago. This after last night where he told Bill O'Reilly that if elected, he'd stop Chicago violence in a week. A week. Fact checkers just threw their hands up and then threw up. We quit. We're out. So Trump would be able to clean up decades of gang violence, drugs, and extreme poverty, and how long it takes me to get a doctor's appointment? Cool. Either Trump is disrespectfully full of it, or he's Batman. Yeah. And at least in Batman, there's like 9 movies. I mean, like 200 comic books. Didn't happen in a week. Wait, maybe he is Batman. Bruce Wayne, Donald Trump, never seen him in the same room. Hillary Clinton went on Jimmy Kimmel last night to dispel rumors about her poor health. She said it's a conspiracy that's designed to get people to vote against her. In other words, politics. But it's still August, and health conspiracies usually last straw moves. What's next? Is Hillary hiding mold in your home? Right now? In your home? Right now? Tonight at 10. U.S. lawmakers want to know why there's been an absurd hike in EpiPens. The price of the life-saving allergy medication was inexplicably jacked up over $100 a package. Because, you know, the makers of emergency medicine, they can. That's what they do. That's what they do. It's the American way. Have we not learned anything from Martin Shkreli? Or wait, are there more Martin Shkrelis in the world? Trump, to the Batcave! President Obama toured Louisiana today. This will kill all sorts of Kirstie Alley memes on the internet. Obama didn't go the first week of the flooding because the Louisiana governor told him to stay away. But Trump supporters have likened Obama to President Bush's reaction to Katrina. But without all that folksy G-dub obliviousness, water causes damage? Who knew? Double whammy. U.S. home sales have climbed to the best level since 2007, which was at the height of the market right before the 2008 crash. So that means that the real estate market has recovered, except for all the places it hasn't. That should be the new American slogan. Full recovery for those who have recovered. The mayor released new info that the wait times at Chicago airports have declined to normal levels. This after a terrible start to the summer. The fix? More staff. No, really, that did it. More people working. You know what, government? You should all win a medal. Or at least give money back to those who waited over 3 hours because the government cut corners. I mean, you just admitted that you're terrible at your job. More staff. In weather, another nice one. Hey, take it from me. It's never going to be crappy again. Oh, it's supposed to rain tomorrow? Yeah. In sports, the Cubs got back to their winning ways with a 5-1 victory last night. Jason Hayward hit a home run, too, which got the Cubs bench going crazy. Patronizing. Tonight, Arrieta goes after walking 7 guys last time out. I guess it's because he has a new catcher. Wilson Sweet Peppers Contreras is a better hitter than Miggy Freeze Frame Montero, so he's in, and the Cubs pitchers just going to have to deal. I guess Montero's a better catcher at the fake strike. You know, the Little League move where the ball's outside, but then you pull it back in, and the umps fall for that. That's great. That's lovely. Like I said, robots. The White Sox are playing the Phillies at the Cell tonight. I think it's Carlos Rodon's spot in the rotation. But you know what? I've grown too ambivalent to care. So what's the word on Nikola Mirotic's knee? Heard it in Rio in the bronze game. Told reporters it needed a test. So where's the results? And I don't buy it takes a few weeks for results. He's not one of us. He probably has an MRI machine in his house. He's a basketball player. He gets paid millions. Results? 30 seconds, right? Boom. Tell us. I know you're hiding something. The Bears' injury list, so long. Trevathan, Kyle Long, Jeremy Langford, Jonathan Bullard, they all didn't practice today. The one thing I know about this Bears team, though, they can afford to have 20-plus injuries. I mean, when you're the defending Super Bowl champs, oh, wait, they're not. Oh, well, when you're a perennial playoff team, oh, we're not. When you're 9-7 right out, no. When you're 6-10 with great expectations, none, no expectations? I think we need to practice. Notre Dame football is already behind the eight ball. Players got into it this weekend, got arrested. Starting safety Max Redfield's been kicked off the team. Corner Devin Butler's been suspended for now and probably will be kicked off the team after today's news that he's being charged with felony counts for resisting arrest. Notre Dame football, the Miami Hurricanes of the North. So gross. And finally, a new science study says that the worst way to get your teenagers to eat right and be healthy is to tell them to. Yep, all that nagging, it just forces them to shove Twinkies in their developing acne-ridden faces. So next time you tell your kid to go on a diet, maybe think twice. Instead, just replace the Twinkies with carrots. They won't even notice. Headphones and stuff. Come on. That's the carry out for August 23rd, 2016. Enjoy the weather. Carry out. We got plenty of napkins and straws. That's really all you need in life, right?